Here are two of my favorite gals, Eddie Johnson and Irene Myers. And oh, have they seen times change around here. Ladies, tell the folks about the old resortin' days.
All along the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway are resorts which offer rest and recreation. Now, this is not a new idea. There have been resorts for, I'd say, 80 years, wouldn't you, Irene?
Oh, easily.
We're going to look at some of the early resorts in this area. Irene, I think you worked in an American Plan resort when you were just a teenager, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was Kamberling's Resort, and they'd been there in the early 20s. My work was in the kitchen. There weren't any automatic dishwashers in those days, so my boss told me to use plenty of soap. They said we don't want any dysentery, so I obeyed orders. We had the fishing guides come in, and we had their kits ready to go because they would take the guests out fishing, and they'd have shore dinners, and so we had to pack the kits for them so that they could fry the fish. We had bread, and we had to have grease for the frying, and cornmeal and flour mixture, and beans.
Canned, I suppose.
Oh, sure.
You don't ever want to forget the can opener.
Oh.
Who were some of the guides at that time?
Oh, there were Lee Heath, Alfred Johnson, Carl Johnson. They would take these people out. In the early days, they said they had a launch, and they'd tow all the boats out to the fishing spots.
Something you don't know that I know about that. Carl Johnson, at that time, whenever he had a shore dinner, would hire his 10-year-old nephew, Raleigh Johnson, to take his boat, which had a 1.5-horsepower motor, and take the women out to the big island where they would have their shore dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, little did they know that decades later, that island would be dedicated as the Raleigh Johnson Natural and Recreational Area. Well, now, you were in an American Plan. That's when they feed the people, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, right. They had cabins for each family, and then the help, of course, had cabins, too. It was kind of interesting. One day, my boss came in and said, would I like to be a waitress? So then I became a waitress.
Oh, wow. And we were promoted. Well, my experience was in a Ma and Pa resort with housekeeping cabins. Those cabins were not too exclusive years ago. In the 40s was a terrible time to be in the resort business. World War II.
Oh, yes.
There was gas rationing. You couldn't get tires. They weren't making any new cars. So when you had a resort in the 40s, you weren't making much money. And of course, they weren't charging much money either. I can recall my first experience with the housekeeping cabins. They were renting for $15, $25, and $35 a week.
Oh, really?
That included the boat and a half-day free guide service. Can you imagine? But then the cabins weren't too great either because they all had ice boxes. And our men would put up ice every winter. And every resort had an ice house because they had all of their ice boxes that they had to take care of. They were pretty primitive in those days, but for $15 a week, you know, what can you expect? One thing I remember, maybe it's a holdover from gas rationing, when people would come up with their families, they'd park that car and they'd get out and they probably wouldn't go anyplace until time to go home. And did the kids have fun? I even made a list of all the games they used to play, and you didn't have to hire an adult to organize them. They had their own fun. They played Red Rover, Statue Maker, Simon Says, Tag. They also went turtle hunting, and they organized their own scavenger hunts. And then we had great big inner tubes from the big mining equipment up in northern Minnesota. And they'd jump on those. They had more fun with those. And then they'd play volleyball, and the older ones would teach the little ones how to play volleyball. All those kids learned to swim up there. They didn't have any Red Cross swimming lessons, but
no, I don't
the older ones taught them how. And this was at the time when people were just learning to water ski, and it's adults too. In the afternoons, the women and all the kids would go down by the beach and have more fun laughing at the people trying to water ski or watching the little ones, you know, in the water maybe for the first time. And the men went fishing. Just like over at Kamberling.
Kamberling's had been there in the 20s. It was 1938 that I worked there.
Oh.
And then later they sold to Fuller's.
Fuller's.
And then it went to Lee Gels, which is now Driftwood.
Resorts at that time were certainly big on fishing. We had two guides from our resort. And did they bring in fish? Big strings of walleyes and northerns. Now it's catch and release. And resorts are still fun, but it's very different now. Kids have to be organized, it seems. People want to know if there's a TV in the cabin. and they're putting in dishwashers. It wasn't like over at Camberley's where you scrubbed everything by hand.
That's right.
I don't know if those were the good old days or not, but
Well, you were speaking of what your cabins rented out for.
Yeah.
My wages were $5 a week plus board and room. So at the end of 3 months, I was really rich.
Well, money was different in those days.
Bet.
You could send the kids with a nickel to get an ice cream cone. Uh-huh. You can't do that anymore. Lots of things have changed. And the boats. In those days, very few people owned boats. The cabin had a boat that came with it, and they were just tickled to have that. I don't think any of the Ma and Pa resorts even offer a boat anymore, because people come with their own boats with 75 horsepower, 125 horsepower. Of course, things change, naturally.
Ah, fishing. I love to fish. Did you ever hear the one about me and Ike the Pike? Now that's a good one. You can read all about it on one of the tall tale panels along the route, and it is a doozy.